All right, good morning to you. This is Mike Smith, and we start today with BC's criminal justice system on the show. Especially chronic repeat offenders that everyone has heard about now. The career criminals who rack up dozens and dozens of criminal convictions, then they are granted bail over and over again. Now, this is very interesting. The BC Crown Counsel Association, they represent Crown prosecutors in our court system. They say they are fed up with this, too. And we're going to talk about that right now. They have an ad campaign running at the moment. You may have heard some of these ads here on CKNW the last few days. Here's one of them. Have a listen.
The following is a paid advertisement and does not necessarily reflect the views of this station.
BC has a growing problem with prolific offenders. The public is fed up with the continuous bail cycle in our courts, and so are BC prosecutors. They're understaffed and overworked. One in four prosecutors is leaving. That's forcing their colleagues to triage the most serious cases, meaning lower-level crimes like property offenses may not be dealt with. BC needs more prosecutors, and the province needs to come to the bargaining table. A message from the BC Crown Counsel Association.
All right, let's discuss now with my guest, Jennifer Johnston, Vice President, BC Crown Counsel Association. Jennifer, thank you very much for coming on.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
You're very welcome. So tell me first the situation right now with your ad campaign and the situation with government. You guys are seeking a new contract from government. Is that the situation?
Well, we are on 16 years of exactly the same contract, and what we'd like is the same mechanism for payment that we've already had for 16 years. So we ran our ads in part for that, and also so that BC knows how hard we're working and that we hear you, and to reach out and say this is what we need and this is what we are trying to accomplish for you.
Okay, and we already played one of the ads there, and it mentions in the ad that you are losing Crown prosecutors. What is the situation there? Is that just attrition, like older Crowns are retiring?
Certainly older Crowns are retiring. We're also losing young people to other aspects of law. Law is a lucrative profession. There's always another opportunity. The job market right now is very good for lawyers. And also change. People are walking out the door faster than before. I'm losing colleagues, and we're all looking at our pension statements.
Okay, we heard in that ad, it says BC has a problem with prolific offenders. The public is fed up with the continuous bail cycle in the courts. I would certainly agree with you on that. And then you say BC prosecutors also feel this way. Can you comment on that? What are the frustrations that Crown prosecutors are seeing here in the system?
We are working extremely hard, and bail has always been challenging. The Supreme Court of Canada, of course, gives our direction. The legislature gives our direction. We always follow that. However, when you're looking at a case for the first time, when you have inadequate resources, when you're not familiar with the accused, when you only have so much time in a day, and of course we have to get these cases on quickly, then more resources absolutely help. The knowledge we have of an individual person, what they've done before, the history, all of that assists us in making the best case possible for the court, because, of course, the test, however you frame it, is whether or not this person is safe to be released back on the street.
Okay, so are you saying then that Crown prosecutors are feeling frustrated that these prolific offenders just keep cycling through the court and keep getting released?
We're certainly doing our best. Obviously, it is frustrating when we're not making the progress we would like to see. We make clean decisions on every single person that comes before the court as to what position we're going to take. We also have outdated technology. It would be so much easier if we could say in Alberta that he'd been on bail terms before and breached them. That would assist us in making our case. We need better technology, we need more resources, and we need more time. And that's going to help the outcome for the province of British Columbia.
Okay, well, we've talked a lot about these issues on the show, and I know there is a lot of frustration out there with this, and I guess I'm just wondering if how more Crown prosecutors or more resources would make the situation any better, because right now you've got a federal government that's effectively directing the courts to favor release over keeping people in jail, right? And we've had a series of Supreme Court decisions, as you touched on, that have indicated similar. People should be released. If before they're convicted, You're innocent until proven guilty in this country, right? So how would more Crown prosecutors or more resources make any difference?
It would make a difference because we would have more time to prepare. There was a particular person that came before the courts in Cornell. I did a lot of research. I produced a binder from memory. It was 300 pages. I went through all of his previous release orders and saw that he had previously been released to go to treatment and hadn't made it. So I was able to access all of that information and present it to the judge. This was not a quick process. It did not take me 20 minutes to put this together. It took me in the nature of a day. I had to be familiar with the accused, familiar with the history. And once I have all that at my fingertips, then I can make the present the evidence to the court so they make a fully informed decision. Better technology, better knowledge of what's been happening with this accused in other provinces and whether they've breached other terms is obviously going to assist the prosecutor in making the best case for the judge and allowing the court to make the most informed decision possible.
Right. Okay. So therefore, does that mean that judges are not making the most informed decisions right now, that the best case in many cases is not being put forward because you don't have adequate resources right now? Is that what you're saying?
Well, the judges are making the best case on the information they have in front of them. If we have more opportunities to gather more information, then we can make better submissions. The technology is holding us back. My colleagues are working extremely quickly. Certainly, the Supreme Court of Canada and their directions that people have a right to bail is the law in Canada, and that's not going to change with more resources. You're absolutely right. However, would better technology and more and better resources help? Of course it would.
Speaking to Jennifer Johnston, BC Crown Counsel Association, their campaign for more resources in BC, more Crown prosecutors. You say in the ad as well that with a lot of Crown prosecutors leaving the profession, that you're forced to triage the most serious cases, and that lower level crimes like property offenses may not be dealt with. Can you comment on that? Like, for property crime offenses, what is happening there? Some of these cases are just slipping through the cracks, or what happens there?
Well, I'm certainly covering the property cases in my community. Obviously, however, when you have a list of cases, you're going to triage first, second, and third in terms of priority. With more resources, the cases that are comparatively less important get more time, get more energy, get more resources. And that's what, of course, we all want to see for the province of British Columbia. It is our joint concern for public safety.
Yeah. And when it comes to property offenses, do you think prolific property crime offenders in some cases should be denied bail and kept locked up? Even though we're talking about, they might be accused of a nonviolent crime. It may be just a property. We're talking property crime here. But when you're talking prolific property crime offenders, do you think some of those cases should be denied bail?
Absolutely, and we're making that pitch. Yeah. Now, obviously, not all of those cases should be denied bail. With each and every offender, the Crown prosecutor looks at that person as an individual and looks at their circumstances as an individual. But if you're asking me, do we apply for detention on pure property offenses when someone's been prolific? Of course we do. We make those submissions. And in some cases, the judges are, in fact, detaining these people.
Yeah, how often does that happen, though? Because I've talked to people in the system who have told me it's practically impossible to get a detention order for a property crime offender, even someone who's racked up like 60 convictions. We've heard about these crazy cases of absolutely prolific offenders. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, practically impossible and impossible are not the same thing. So certainly people are getting detained. In terms of the actual numbers, I can't give you the actual numbers. Clearly, the public has spoken, and there's genuinely a concern. The Crown prosecutors are working. We're working hard. And in terms of what we need to do to assist us in our work, better resources, more numbers, a steady contract. Those will help us give safety to the province of British Columbia.
Right. Okay, so if we look at sort of bottom line this year, tell me if you think this is a fair statement. Are you saying that because the system is underfunded, we don't have enough Crown prosecutors, there are not enough resources for technological resources, for example, that you've described, that there are some, maybe a lot, of prolific offenders who are walking free who would otherwise should be behind bars, but they're being released because the system's not adequately funded. Is that a fair thing to say?
I think what a fair thing to say is with more resources and better technology, we can give a better outcome for the province of British Columbia. Are there cases that might have had a different outcome if we had more prosecutors and more resources? No doubt they are. Yeah. Are there improvements that can be made? Yes. Are my colleagues working as hard as they can with the system that we have? Yes. And of course, it is our job to uphold the rule of law, and we are primarily concerned with public safety.
Yeah. And when it comes to public safety, are you and your colleagues, do you ever feel frustrated with the system? Like you see an offender walking free that maybe you feel this guy should be behind bars, but he's walking free today. I mean, that's got to be frustrating. Was that fair?
We go in there with our position. We are deferential to the courts of BC. We accept the decision. What is most frustrating is if you see that something could happen differently, then we need to be motivated to fix it next time. What do we need to fix it next time? We need better resources, more knowledge, what's happened in Alberta, what kind of cases has he been on before, and we need time to prepare these cases so we have all of the facts at our disposal and we can make this pitch to the provincial court.
Right. Okay, Jennifer, last question for you. The ad also says the province needs to come to the bargaining table. What is the status of that? Is there any bargaining going on?
There is no bargaining going on, and we do not have our next date. We are under the same contract now for 16 years. We would like to continue that. 16 years of labor peace is a long time. We want to get back to the table. We want a signed contract, and we want to get back to doing what we do for the province of British Columbia.
All right, we're following it closely. Thank you very much for your time today. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All right, it's Jennifer Johnston there, Vice President, BC Crown Council Association. Take a break, come back. We'll have more on this on the other side. I'll speak to public safety advocate Colin Middleton. Is he buying what they're selling here? That's next. All right, let's keep talking about this revolving door justice system here. You heard my conversation with the vice president of the Crown Council Association. They say they're fed up. Welcome to the club. We're all fed up seeing these chronic offenders constantly released to offend again in the public. The Crown Council Association saying, look, we need more Crown prosecutors, we need more resources, and maybe some of these criminals would stay locked up and not walk free. I don't know. I'm not sure I'm completely buying that, to be honest with you. I don't think it certainly can't hurt putting more resources into Crown, but will it actually make a big difference? Let's discuss with Colin Middleton, Nanaimo Public Safety Association. It's always great to have him on. Colin, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Hey, Colin, you follow these issues really, really closely. You're a very effective advocate for public safety here. What do you think about what the Crown Council Association is selling here? Are you buying this?
Well, I mean, I don't want to come across overly ungrateful. I mean, obviously, we need the Crown prosecutors to be effective. It's horrific to hear that they don't have the technology to do their jobs the way that it could. And if that's a gap, that should be a really easy fix. The issue of more prosecutors, I mean, it's hard to listen to this when, you know, we've been advocating from Nanaimo, screaming from the rooftops for years now. Like, this isn't new for us.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and, you know, I've in my 40-plus years on this planet, I have never heard a association for lawyers trying to appeal to the public for more money. I mean, forgive me for being a bit skeptical.
Yeah. Do you think we need bolder reforms? I agree with you that it certainly wouldn't hurt to have some more Crown prosecutors. And I do find it very disturbing as well when she was describing that they don't have the resources to check out of province criminal records in some cases. Like, maybe the judge doesn't know about what kind of crimes this offender has racked up next door in Alberta. That's very disturbing to hear. So, sure, they should fix that, like you said. But do you think we need bolder reforms?
Yeah, I mean, like, I think we have a situation right now, too, where there's now a history of precedent for a lot of for people that are committing these crimes to be released. And, you know, I don't know how you reverse that. Like, I'm not a you know, I'm not a legal scholar, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a judge, but it seems to me like we need judges, maybe up to and including the Canada Supreme Court, the BC Supreme Court, to be, you know, drawing some lines in the sand here about what's reasonable and what's acceptable risk to the public, and you know, not being, you know, overly moved by the appeals from repeat violent offenders that they're going to be, that this time is going to be different.
Yeah, you're in constant touch with, speaking of the public, you advocate very effectively for the public there in Nanaimo, where there's been a lot of problems with street crime. Would you say that chronic repeat offenders is a big part of that problem, like the same people offending over and over and over again? You got 30 seconds here, Colin.
Yeah, I mean, we have right now, I mean, directors at the Nanaimo Area Health and Safety Association are trying to find out more about, like, how many repeat violent offenders there are in Nanaimo. I hear there's a list of about 39, but that doesn't include all the people that are causing problems right now on the streets. So, I mean, this is a big problem, and, you know, this was supposed to be dealt with sooner, and we need it now.
Colin, thank you for coming on.
Yeah, thank you.
I appreciate it. Colin Middleton there, Nanaimo Area Public Safety Association. That's an issue we're going to continue to follow closely for you going forward. Take a break here, bottom of the hour.